Blog Talk Radio.
Of their strength and the tents of Ham. But he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them like in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them to safety so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them to his holy border, this mountain which his right hand had acquired. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Yet they tested and provoked the Most High God, and did not keep his testimony, but turned back and acted unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like deceitful bows. And a bow is sometimes referred to as a person that may date you. And he may date other women too. So that's why he's saying deceitful, or not just other women, but devote time to other people. Let's pick up reading. For they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their carved images. When God heard this, he was furious and greatly abhorred Israel. Abhorred means to detest or hate. So that he forsook, forsook means to abandon or leave you alone, the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he had placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He also gave his people over to the sword, and was furious with his inheritance. And that inheritance was the law. He chose these people because he had given them his laws and ordinances. that they refused to follow. He also gave his people over to the sword and was furious with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given in marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentations. Lamentation means to, like, weep. Then Yah awoke as one out of sleep, and the mighty, and like a mighty man who shouts because of one, and he beat back his enemies. He put them in a perpetual reproach. Perpetual means never ending or never changing. A reproach means like a criticism. And who do you find to be in that situation today? Yes, you're right. Us black folk in America. Moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph, and he did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah. And the more you read this Bible, you begin to understand that we black folks in the United States of America are from the tribe of Judah, those who were put in slavery. Now, you remember, there were free black folks in America already, but the ones that they brought from Africa, were their slaves, and eventually all black folk in America became slaves. Let's pick up reading again in verse 68. But chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved, and he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever. He also chose David, his servant. Now, David was a black man. If you read this Bible, you'll find that out. And that's important to know. And some folks say, why do you dwell on it, being black? Well, the same reason why the Caucasian painted Jesus Christ as a white person. That's that Christ that you see, that's Michelangelo's cousin. I'm telling you straight out of what my professor told me over 40 years ago. Why do you bow down to that white image? I'm telling you now. I was told it's Michelangelo's cousin. What do you not understand about that? And I'm not lying. My instructor told me that. Now, let's continue reading. Verse 70, he also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, foals, from following the ewes, they're called ewes, and it's spelled E-W-E-S, if you don't know any better. And I say ewes sometimes, but it's actually pronounced ewes. We were brought to this country, and I am still, after all these years, the difficulties have passed me in pronunciating their language. But E-W-E-S is pronounced as ewes, and ewes are female sheep that had young. He brought them, one, to shepherd Jacob, his people. Well, let me start reading verse 71 again. From following the ewes that had young, he brought him, one, to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, and two, Israel, his inheritance. Now, that's David's inheritance, verse 72. So, he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. I have finished reading to you verses 51 through 72 of Psalm 78. God's kindness to rebellious Israel. Let's have a word of prayer, Steve. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this another gorgeous day. We say thank you for loving us so much that you provided us with instructions as to how to get into your kingdom through the Old Testament. Most of all, our Father in heaven, we thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We sheep humble ourselves to you, our Father God in heaven, for your continual blessings of sound, sane mind, excellent health, love, family, courage, patience. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, it says to count it all joy when you go into various trials. And I've been going through trial after trial after trial, which brings patience. Thank you, our Father in heaven, for awakening our minds out of this deep sleep and bringing us out of the wilderness of our minds into your truth and in prosperity in all things. In Yah's name I pray. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Sabbath is your day of rest and is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. Now, you will find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. It tells us this is the only day that God has set aside for us. Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8 tells us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. So what do you not understand by that? What do you not understand? What you want to do is follow Constantine, emperor of Rome, who said, who changed from keeping the Sabbath holy to Sunday, worshiping their Sunday idols. Okay, you churches, you're making me want to call you pagan. You know better. And if you don't know better, I'm telling you, if you listen to this program, follow me, sheep, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 16. But first, what I want you to know, I want you to have your New King James Version of the Bible. That's the Bible that I have. And I need a new Bible because this one is, the writing is a little bit too small. But that's all right. I'm going to do as well as I can with what I have, as we all, as black folks have always done in the United States of America, because we have been oppressed. The oppressors suppresses us continually. I want you to have your pen, paper, pencil, and write down whatever I say that you want to remember. Or you can always go to Blog Talk Radio, to the Feed My Sheep show, and find my program. Listen to this program. All right, are you in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41? Let's start reading at verse 16. You shall winnow, and winnow is spelled W-I-N-N-O-W, and that means to blow them. The wind shall carry them away. We're picking up where we left off from the last time. Verse 16, and the whirlwind, a whirlwind is like, it's a tornado or a hurricane, shall scatter them. You shall rejoice in Yah and glory in the Holy One of Israel. Verse 17, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue fell for thirst. I, Yah, will heal them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake. Forsake means to abandon them. I will open rivers in desolate heights. Desolate means to be barren or empty. And mountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water. Another word for wilderness, too, is desert. And the dry land, springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle. The myrtle is like an evergreen shrub. And the oil tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together. Verse 20. That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Yah has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created them. Verse 21 talks about the futility of idols. What is futility? Futility means useless. Idols are useless. Verse 21, present your case, says Yah. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the king of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what will happen. He's saying to them, just the facts. Just state the facts. Let them show the former things what they were. And he's talking about these idols, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them. Latter means the final. Or declare to us things that were, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them. I had lost my place or here. Or declare to us things to come. Show us things that are to come here after, that we may know that you are God. That's impossible for an idol to do. Yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed. Dismayed means to lose courage or to dread, and see it together. Indeed, you are nothing, talking about the idols, and your work is nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination. And what is an abomination? That's a detestable, something that God hates. Verse 25 of chapter 41. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun, he shall call on my name. And I'm thinking that the earth people get up and rise. Do that? They get up around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and call on God's name. And he shall come against princes. Princes are male rulers, as though martyr. Martyr is a grinding material, as the potter treads clay. And you know, the tread means to walk slowly over. Verse 26, who has declared from the beginning that we may know, and from former times that we may say, he is righteous. Surely there is no one who shows. I'm getting an understanding here, and I should share it with you. I'm thinking that this person that rises in the morning, this person that he has given us, that rises in the sun, shall call his name. This is from the Arab countries. You know, Abraham comes from Ur. You are. And Ur is right down by a rock. Ooh, what a revelation. I hope you see, catch it and understand it. Let me go pick up reading at verse 26. Who has declared from the beginning that we may know, and former things that we may say, he is righteous. Surely there is no one who shows. Surely there is no one who declares. Surely there is no one who hears your words. The first time I say to Zion, look, there they are. And I will give to Jerusalem one who brings good tidings. Tidings means news and information. For I looked, and there was no man. I looked among them, but there was no counselor who, when I asked of them, would answer a word. Indeed, they are all worthless. He was talking about those idols. Their works are nothing. Their molded images are wind and confusion. It's important here that you go back, and I need to go back and read verse 25 and 26, because there is one that is going to rise with the sun, and that person is the Holy One. We need to understand that and really get into the understanding of what this Bible is saying. Let's start reading at verse 42. The servant of Elohim. Verse 42. My book says the servant of the Lord, but instead of saying the Lord, I refuse to. Or whenever I see the word Lord, I intend to use the word Yah or Elohim. And Elohim is the father of Yah. Yah is Jesus. When King James had this book written, he instructed, as far as I am concerned, his scribes to remove all names that relates to Yah, Elohim, or the Arabic names. This book is written by Arabic, of the Arabic language, or by the Hebrews. Let's read chapter 42. I really want to read this. Father, help me to read as much as I can of this. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. And Gentiles, that means the nations. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break. And that's like coming, referring to like a candlestick. You know, you have that wick in it. Well, let's keep reading because I want to finish this. And smoking facts, he will not quench. That's putting out the candle. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth. And the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God, Elohim, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spoke forth the earth, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gave breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I, Yah, have called you in righteousness and will hold your right hand. I will keep you and give you a covenant. A covenant is a binding agreement to the people as a light to the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the nations, to open blind eyes to bring out prisoners from prison. And we people have been prisoners for so long. We're coming out. We're understanding better. At least I am. And I want you who listen to me to know. To open blind eyes, to open prisoners from prison. Those who sit in darkness from the prison houses. I am Yah. That is my name. And you'll find the name of Yah in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, as well as in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. My glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. A new thing I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Praise Yah. Verse 10. Sing to Yah a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages of Kedar, inhabitants. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout for from the top of the mountain. Let them give glory to Yah. Declare his praises to the coastline. Yah shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal. Zeal means passion. Like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail. Prevail means to win against his enemies. Promise of Yah. Promise of Yah's help. Verse 14, chapter 42. I have held my peace long for a long time. Let me start again. Verse 14. I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. That means he kept silent, restrained. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will pant and gasp at once. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all the vegetation. Vegetation is a plant life. I will make the rivers coastlands, and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way they do not know. I will lead them in a path they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed who trust in carved images, who say to the molded image, you are our God. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as he who is perfect, and blind as Yah's servant? Seeing many things, but do not observe. Hearing, opening the ears, but he does not hear. Lord, Yah is well pleased from his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But his people have been robbed and plundered, all of them snared in holes. They are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, no one says restore. Let's stop right here. Let me close with this prayer. Our Father in heaven, restore us, your people, in verse 22. The people who are robbed and plundered, and they are in snares and holes. Restore us, Father God, in your Son's name, amen. Remember, keep God our Father with you always. And if it's God's will, I'll be with you the next time.
Salvation.